That's Psalm 71. For my first Psalm meditation, I'm assigned one with 24 verses. And honestly, the first time I read through it, I went, how? I would struggle to fit this entire psalm into a half-hour sermon, let alone 6 to 8 minutes of introduction. But I think that the psalmist has given me a way of escape, that he himself has planned into the structure of this psalm a nice way to look at it. Paul says in the New Testament to instruct one another with the psalms, to admonish and encourage one another with the psalms. So let's take a moment now and let's consider the instruction, the admonishment that we have for each other in this psalm. Look at the beginning at verses 1 through 4. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge to which I may continually come. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel man. Our psalmist begins with a statement of trust. O Lord, in you do I take refuge. But then he follows it, this statement of trust, with a plea for deliverance. He begs, deliver me. I trust you, Lord, so deliver me. Here's something really interesting. Go down to verse 14. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous acts, of your deeds of salvation all the day, for their number is past my knowledge. With the mighty deeds of the Lord God I will come. I will remind them of your righteousness, yours alone. We have here offsetting ideas. The psalmist begins with a statement of trust and a plea for deliverance. Then here, in the second portion of the psalm, he has a statement of trust. I will hope continually. And then he gives a proclamation of deliverance. I will declare your righteous deeds. I will proclaim your deliverance. We have these offsetting themes here. One at the beginning, one at the second portion of the psalm. He pleads for deliverance and then says in the second portion, and I will proclaim this deliverance. Go back now to verse 5. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. You are he who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been as a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. The psalmist at the start of our psalm, his statement of trust, his plea for deliverance, it's now as if he were surveying his life. You see, he begins in verse 5, you are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. But then he ends in verse 9, do not cast me off in the time of my old age. It's again his plea for deliverance, but this time it's as he surveys his life, he notices that he has continually been pleading for deliverance. And he's continually been hurt. So that's what he says in the next portion in verse, 17 and 18. O God, from my youth you have taught me, and I still proclaim your wondrous deeds. So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me, until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all those who come. I trust you, Lord, deliver me. All my life you have delivered me. I trust you, Lord, I will proclaim your deliverance. All my life I have proclaimed your deliverance. You see these pounding themes through the psalm. Now where does he climax? Look then at verses 9 through 11. 12. or even 13, sorry, 9 through 13. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me. Those who watch for my life consult together and say, God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. May my accusers be put to shame and consumed. With scorn and disgrace may they be covered who seek my hurt. This is the psalmist's great hope. I trust you, Lord, deliver me. All my life you have delivered me. And now when my enemies say that you are far off, prove that you are very near. Prove by destroying my enemies that you are very near. And then he repeats his theme, verses 19 through 24. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the high heavens. You who have done great things, O God, who is like you? He is fulfilling his oath. He is proclaiming the greatness of God. You who have made me see many troubles and calamities will revive me again. From the depths of the earth you will bring me up again. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. I will also praise you with the harp. For your faithfulness, O God, I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. My lips will shout for joy when I sing praises to you, my soul also, which you have redeemed, and my tongue will talk of your righteous help all the day, for they have been put to shame and disappointed who sought to hurt me. His first half of his psalm, he begins with a statement of trust, a plea of deliverance, a survey of his life, all my life I have been delivered. And then this last cry, this last plea, be near, O God. Then he looks, and in the second half of his psalm, he says a statement of trust. I will proclaim your deliverance, all my life I have proclaimed your deliverance. Then he turns here and says, God, you have been near. Look at this phrase. You will increase my greatness and comfort me again. Like a little mother, he is swept up. Like a little child, he is swept up into the arms of his mother and comforted. Look at the phrase, O Holy One of Israel. Has this ever struck you? It gets me every time. The Holy One of Israel. How can he be holy, pure, hating sin, and be possessed by the people of Israel, sinners? He has drawn near to them. They cannot come to him. Yet he calls himself the Holy One of Israel. And friends, you are Israel. Friends, this is your psalm for you to sing, to delight in. So this is what we do when we take it up to our lips. We, with the psalmist, with Christ himself, proclaim Emmanuel. That's the theme of Psalm 71. God is with us. So we sing this psalm because in our suffering we can know that God is very near and He will deliver us. So friends, let's sing Psalm 71, Selection A, and proclaim to one another that our God is very near. And He will deliver us. Let's stand and sing to the praise of His name.